Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Dr. Kamarudin. The Malaysian economy performed better than expected this year. What were some of the key factors that really drove 2017's GDP numbers?
Okay, if you look at the growth of Malaysian economy in the first three quarters of 2017 is surpassed not only our expectations but also market expectations. We have seen numbers for the first half going above 5.8% and the third quarter at 6.2%. That is quite a number of factors that contributes to the reflations in terms of the growth for Malaysian economy. I think one of them is the external sectors. We're looking at the reflation in terms of global growth, recovery in global trade, as well as the waning effect of the protectionisms from the U.S., So these are some of the factors that drive the performance of the Malaysian economy in the first quarter. And then if you're looking at these demand side, we see the robust private sector spendings still in play. Public sector remain as supportive as growth. And then, continued strength in terms of the exports. So all this is a recipe for these better than expected performance for Malaysian economy in the in 2017.
Will the robust economic growth extend into 2018, or do you think we'll see a moderation?
Okay, if you're looking at the 2018's outlooks, we still think that the momentums will continue at least until the third quarter of 2018. Again, reflation in global trade are still in play. If you're looking at the demand from the developed economy, they are still above the 2016-2015 level. If you're looking at the growth, for example, in the euro area, it's about 2.5%, US above the 2%, 2.2 to 2.3%. And then if you're looking at the our major trading partners like China have been going above the 6.5% official GDP target. I think the first three quarters of 2017 is at 6.9%, and we think that the momentums will continue well into 2018, and then it will have a positive spillover effect towards our domestic economy, especially on the export-oriented sectors. Manufacturing is one of the beneficiaries from that. But because of the high base effects that we experienced in 2017, we think that it's going to be a moderation, a slight moderation, because our full-year target for this 2017 is at 5.8% growth for the GDP. And then for the 2018, we expect it to moderate to about 5.5% for the whole year of 2018.
We've also seen faster inflation this year, near 4% CPI, excluding December figures. Will there also be a moderation for CPI due to a higher base effect?
We have seen the data for the first 10 months of the year. I think the average is about close to about 4%. And then is mostly contributed by the higher fuel pump price, which constitute about 16% of our CPI basket. And then if you're looking at the latest numbers based on the current elevated price of the crude hovering above the $65 per barrel, we do think that this is going to be continue into 2018. But because of the high base effects, we do think that for 2018, it's going to be, on a year-on-year basis, it's going to be a moderation. We expect for 2018 to be at 3.8 to 3.9% CPI for the full year. And then for the 2018, it's about 2.6 to 2.8%.
Well, let's take a look at the ringgit. That has gained about 9% against the US dollar this year. What's your outlook on the ringgit for 2018?
Okay. If you look at the ringgit, it has been gradually strengthened against the US dollar. starting from the third quarter of 2017, our year-end target for 2017 is at 4.05 ringgit per US dollar. And then we expect ringgit to continue strengthening again the US dollars. And our year-end target for ringgit is at 3.95 ringgit per US dollar. I think there is a couple of reasons. There is a few contrasting factors that that's in play. One is on the negative side, which we've seen US interest rate normalizations. We expect a 3 rate hike in the US. That's good. We put some pressure into ringgit. But there are quite a number of positive factors that support the ringgit. I think one of them is the robust external sectors that contributes towards the ringgit, and also at the macro, good macroeconomic outlooks. The GDP number is still expected to be above 5%. Our full year target for 2018 is still at 5.5%. And then the weakening of US dollar is also one of the factors that support the ringgit, as well as the stable commodity price. And then we expect in 2018 the crude oil price will average to be at $60 per barrel, and then for CPO to be hovering, I think average is about 2,900. And then the last but not least is the factors that influence the fund flow. So we expect a positive fund flows to contribute significantly towards the directions of movement of ringgits in 2018. As of to date, we have seen about 10 billion ringgit of funds going into our equity markets. And then we think that the momentums will continue, and then it will have a positive impact in terms of supporting the ringgit going forward.
Given your take on the ringgit, the economy and inflation, how will all these factor in into Bank Negara's monetary policy outlook?
I think if we're looking at the inflations, because we expect the inflations to taper down to 2.6% in 2018, and the ringgit is expected to strengthen, but we do think that better than expected growth in terms of the overall macro will change, will somehow play a part into the levels of accommodative monetary accommodative by Bank Negara. And then if you're looking at the recent monetary policy minutes that have been released on the November 9th of November, they have changed. The tone is more hawkish. There is a clear intent of adjusting or reviewing the degree of policy accommodations. So looking at that intents or the forward guidance by Bank Negara, we do think that there is going to be a single rate hike at least in 2018.
Thanks for your insights, Dr. Kamarudin.
Okay, thank you.
That was Dr. Kamarudin Mohamad Noor, Chief Economist at MIDF Research.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.